This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Got a fucking question and you really need the answer. Then you're in fucking luck, cause they're there. Just take your chance, sir. Handsome looking chipmunk on the pod. Solving problems and eating one almond is his job. He tries really hard to give good advice, like buying BTC before it lost all its price. I'm not complaining cause it's really great to listen to. Turn it up, yo, cause it's If How Were You.
Let's not forget about the other one. Jake is his name, no wait, is it hard one. Sure foot, thick of cash, body count with no gun. You know they thinking fast, you know it's all fun. So they do this shit together, whatever the weather. Yeah, every Monday and it only gets better. Yo, they do this shit together, whatever the weather. Yeah, every Monday and it only gets better. Yo, lights on, Jake and Amir in the flesh. Fucking up sometimes, taking dubs on the rest. Lights on, Jake and Amir in the flesh. Fucking up sometimes, taking dubs in the rest. Lights on, Jake and Amir in the flesh. Fucking up sometimes, taking dubs on the rest. Lights on, Jake and Amir in the flesh. Fucking up sometimes, taking dubs in the rest.
That was Matthew Shenton. His first submission, and he has nothing to plug. So please tell everyone to subscribe to PewDiePie on YouTube. Jeffrey, your thoughts?
So he plugged a different creator.
That's right.
Who's had a lot of issues. Tarnishes his name almost.
Actually, his name is Matthew with one T. Ever heard of that? Ever seen that before?
I think that's a typo, bud.
Yeah.
No,
it'll definitely be a typo.
It's Matthew in the email, M-A-T. And then he said, cheers at the end, M-A-T.
Not, two typos.
Not two. And then also in the body of the email, it says Matthew with one T. And then he says, cheers at the end, M-A-T.
So. Yeah, it's crazy. He just can't spell his name right. There's two T's.
I think it was just one typo that it's his funny. Parents made sort of profligated throughout the rest of his life. So he has to tell people, actually, it's Matthew with one T. Actually, it's Matt with one T.
Oh, yeah. So when he said, if he ever goes by Matt, it's just M-A-T.
That's right. That's what he signed
the one
off.
Matt.
Oh, yeah.
That's his nickname.
What is, Jeffrey, you're kind of similar to that with your G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah, but that's been chronicled in history to be the English way of spelling it.
Yeah.
Matthew with one T, I think, just goes against the Bible.
What's your middle name again?
My middle name?
Yeah.
Matthew with one T.
Really?
But I don't see how that
I'm surprised you didn't leap to his defense.
And your last name is James, J-Y-A-M-M-E-S.
Kind of like how Dwayne Wade is Dwayne with like the Y or whatever.
Yeah, D-W-Y-A-N-E. It's hard when you have
what? That's how you spell Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that this year.
D-W-Y-A-N-E.
I learned that the hard Wade.
I learned that the Hardaway.
That's really good. Yeah. Tim Hardaway.
Who?
Junior. But do you wish or do you take pride in the G of it all?
I used to hate it, but now I take pride in it. The only reason I hated it was that truck stops wouldn't have my name on a mini license plate.
Oh, right? I see.
But now they carry it, so it's cool.
Now the truck stops I'm always at carry it, so.
But now my name is Jennifer, so I never have that problem.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I've been having a little bit of name issues of late.
Why is that?
I'll talk about it.
Why? Well, what's your name issue? I'm curious to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you're talking over him.
No, so but I want to know what it is.
I want to chat about it.
What
I want to tell you about it.
What's your name issue?
You
what could it
get
possibly
a word in
be?
Edgewise.
Like, I can't even figure out, like...
Well, we could just listen and you would have already
Maybe, I guess it could be a Jake or Jacob situation. Like, is that
what
it is?
That's exactly what it is.
Jake, do I know what I go by?
I'd love to elaborate on it.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing yourself. Let the man speak.
Jeffrey.
Let the record
Sorry.
Show. Jeffrey's
you're
looking
being too
at
hard
Jake.
On him.
All right, continue.
No, that I mean, that's it. What? I feel like I never, because my full name is Jacob and I mostly go by Jake, it's just really like on all my packages and like, and when I'm like any official document, it always says Jacob, like
with
cards.
A C.
Yeah, J-A-C-O-B.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. Like I never remember like if I did Jake or Jacob. And sometimes it actually makes a difference. Like I've had a hard time getting on a flight before because somebody booked my ticket under Jake instead of Jacob.
But you've also been like too drunk to fly. That's
right.
Completely unrelated.
That's
to
That's unrelated.
Name. Yeah,
and I've just... never—that's never happened to me. I've never been too drunk to fly.
in New Orleans. You're on a too drunk to fly list, and they made you wait in the
that's everyone in New
the
Orleans.
Hurricane sort of preparedness room
Jesus Christ.
Until you
that's
sobered up. Yeah,
that's insensitive.
And you were sort of there by yourself. You were like twirling around because you were so fucking smashed.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. I was on the outside, bones sober. Fresh
Why?
As a daisy, up at 7, jog, smoothie bowl, acai bowl.
You took
bowl.
Two jogs and you ate a smoothie and an acai bowl?
Yeah, 11 a.m., showered,
indulgent.
Fresh, creased shirt, steamed, starched collar. And who do I have to wake up and drag to the airport than Uncle Jake, who reeks of gin? I take you there, and you're not even sober enough to get through security.
Mm.
You're like, you want to see my ID? You take your dick out. Of course, they're not going to let you
right.
through.
So they
I'm TSA free.
They have a room there at the airport for people
for
that didn't
hurricanes.
Get through.
You stumbled over to a clear checkpoint, purchased the subscription service, and then threw up into your own eye.
It's only $99 a month. I can't afford not to.
Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web.
You gotta have more energy than that.
Hosted
this is a Monday
me.
Morning show.
You're phoning it in.
This is the beginning of the week for some people in their car.
Welcome! This is actually, we're gonna release this the day after the Super Bowl, so that's why I'm imbuing
it. So we all know right now, if Tom Brady is cemented as the GOAT...
or just or an overrated old piece of shit who couldn't get the job done.
Jared Goff has inherited GOAT status.
Goff has either gone off
or we scoff.
Or we scoff at Goff.
I'll scoff at Goff.
Since the results are already out, is anybody willing to make a post-diction? A post-diction as to what they think
what
will have happened by
36.
Now?
36. To 26.
36, 24, 36. That's right.
36, 24, 36.
A measurement.
What a winning hand.
Goff is 5-3.
Yeah, who do you guys think wins this game?
Rams.
I love that.
I think it's going to be the Pats.
Yeah, it's hard to root against Tom Brady.
Well, it's easy to root against Tom Brady. It's hard to successfully do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easier to root against Tom Brady,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I would rather see the Rams win.
Interesting. So you
are you going to root for the Pats?
No, I'm going to root for the Rams. But it's just it's so frustrating because Tom Brady always wins, except for last year. He didn't win last year.
Yeah, and against the Giants.
It's also cool that the game already happened. Actually, somebody emailed us. I should read this because Jake and I used to make Super Bowl bets. So Cole writes in: Are you guys partaking in a Super Bowl bet this year? Maybe do a total point scored over under, allowing more people to get involved, or a straight up bet between Amir and Jake would bring back the classic, even if only bragging rights are up for grabs.
Right. So thankfully, we are reading his question after the Super Bowl aired. We're definitely not going to do the points thing, letting everyone get involved. Right?
Yeah, it can't be interactive.
That's such a nice idea.
But what we can do is make a bet. If we both think the Pats are going to win, we can make an over under bet.
You think the Pats are going to win?
Yeah. Well, I would bet on New England to win. Unless, do you want to take the Rams?
I don't know. I'm just so certain Tom Brady is going
to
win.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against. What about this? The over-under is 57. Do you think the total point scored will be over or under that?
Under.
Okay, so I could take the over. So that could be our bet. And the answer is already existing because the game is already played.
Okay. What are the stakes?
That's what we have to figure out. What's an embarrassing thing that we have to do? You were suggesting saying something that happened on Sunday night that we can't prove with the stakes of a bet until this podcast comes
out. Oh, right.
Out.
Like you tweet post a really bad selfie.
Yeah.
Sad selfie.
Yeah.
And then there's no context until the next day when this podcast comes out. And
yeah.
then it is revealed that you did it. But it's been up for like 24 hours.
What about Instagram story? So it's above a tweet, more people will see it, but it's below a true post.
Yeah.
Instagram story as a stake.
What if, and go with me for a second here. What if, I mean, you guys are both in loving, caring relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. Loser divorces or marries their significant other. So if you lose, you have to divorce Jill.
Right.
You win, so you have to propose on Sunday night.
That's such a high, high stake.
That's interesting.
Really?
It's life altering.
It's life altering.
Because I'd be out of my relationship. Yeah. And destitute on the street.
But you can explain it to her in a year. So kick off next
That's
Super Bowl.
That's the caveat that I was going to say, was that
right.
Next Super Bowl, you have to win that bet
yeah.
to gain back.
And you would have to explain to Avital in a year.
So I was going to say, like
you'd be in a year
yeah,
into your
I was
going to
be like an Instagram like, story
fucking...
of like your cock.
I'd rather get a divorce.
Than for everyone to see my shrimp dick. Are you kidding me?
Careful on the shrimp dick stuff. I'm actually really sensitive about that.
Because it's actually smaller.
It's not small, but it's
it looks like a shrimp. It's shaped like a shrimp.
Yeah, it's a full
like
coil.
Yeah.
And it has a tail. Like, yeah, it's got the antenna and the little legs.
Yeah, it looks deep fried too. How did right. that? How could that?
So this is a popcorn shrimp.
Oh! okay, Jake has under 57. I have over 57.
I feel like it's more fun to root for an actual team than it is a number.
Oh, so you want to root for the Rams? You
want
to go
No,
for
I
the
want
Rams.
You to root for the Rams.
I'm already rooting for the Rams with my emotion. So fine. I'll root for the Rams. I'll take the Rams, but you got to give me 3 points. Rams plus three.
I don't understand how that works.
So man. If the Rams lose by one or two, I still win the bet because I add three to their total.
Oh, so if it's a heartbreaking loss, you would still win.
Well, depends on the type of heartbreak.
I see.
So if the Pats win by three, we push. No bet. If they win by four or more, you win.
Got it. Fine. I'll take the bet, but I'm giving you three, and I know that Tom Brady's going to march up the field. The fourth quarter, final drive, stand, go ahead by one at the goddamn buzzer.
And
Brady
I still
to Gronk. Hoorah!
So you are a Pats fan.
No, I really hate the Pats, but goddamn, they win all the time.
Okay, so what are the stakes? We have to figure it out. I can Instagram story anything I want from your Instagram story.
You can Instagram anything you want from my Instagram story.
So yeah. He has no story, and then you just have to story.
So I'll take the picture or right. text, and you have to post it on your account. As
oh,
you.
Wow. Okay.
Cart flaunch.
How bad
Cart
could flaunch. It be?
It could be as nasty as I want to be.
All right, legality?
So none. No holds barred.
That's really good.
You build a post on your phone, uh-huh. and you just... screenshot it, send it to me. I upload it, no context at all.
That's right.
For 24 hours.
Yeah. And then people won't even get it till the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, they might not get it at all because a lot of people that see it won't even
listen
to
the podcast.
To this, yeah.
That's right.
But like after 24 hours, after the podcast comes up, you could be like, hey, this was the result of a bet that we talk about on the podcast.
That's
swipe
right.
up to listen. It's a free fucking bet.
But it can't be like offensive. It can't be like sexually, racially
yes, it can.
Offensive.
Yes, it can.
Like we don't want
yes, it can.
Our relationship.
Absolutely.
It
absolutely
it has to be
can.
More like self-deprecating, embarrassing in a way that like,
you can do whatever you want for yours. I'll post it, and mine is going to be insensitive,
absolutely charged,
racist. Yeah,
yeah. It will be yeah. of the moment.
Oh yeah.
It will be career-ending and career-defining.
Uh huh.
It'll make sure that regardless of anything,
you will be
you
cast
post,
as a villain. From here on forward. Yeah.
Rams just won by 21.
Really?
Yeah. okay, so that's the bet.
Shall we shake on it?
Let's shake on it.
Excuse me?
Hold on. 20 minutes later.
1 second.
They both just took their dicks out and shook them like they were at a urinal.
One. Does this look like a shrimp to you?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, let's try to answer a real
it's a
question.
Crawdaddy.
It looked more like a mollusk than anything.
It's a lobster.
Drawn butter on the side at all times.
On your thigh.
I'll have this one New England style.
Somebody drew butter. I can't believe that.
You're from your knees up to your waist is just a lobster roll. Both thighs are the buns. Your dick is the lobster. And the drawn butter is always there.
That's correct.
Speaking of lobster rolls as cocks and thighs as drawn butter, this is a pretty good question about a chicken nugget disaster from someone we'll call. Jeffrey, do you have a name?
Let's go Clementine Yost.
So the name of an audio intern at HeadGum.
Correct.
In full.
Yes.
Okay. Is this guy's first name?
Of course. And then his last name?
Yeah.
Jost.
Clementine Yost Jost. The Yost with the most Jost.
Oh, hey there. Consider the following quandary. I'm a freshman in college, and I came home for MLK Junior Day. Me and my two friends, who were home for the long weekend, decided to do what we always do when we get bored. Smoke a weed and eat fast food. Epic. So we went to Burger King, and we were all entranced by the deals. 10 nuggets for $1? You gotta be shitting me.
That's an insane deal.
So we each got 10 nuggets and chomped that shit down, and we're getting ready to leave. Except one of my friends, who we'll call Tom, wasn't satisfied. He wanted more. So he bought 20 more nuggets, large fries, mini cinnamon rolls, and one large Oreo milkshake, and chomped that shit down while me and my other friend, who we'll call Jerry, watched in mild disgust. Afterwards, we went back to my house to play Mario Kart in the basement.
God, these guys are stoners from 2006.
Dude Where's My Car shit.
And Tom fell asleep almost immediately, which wasn't very surprising because that always happens when he's high. But approximately 12 minutes later, he darts awake and asks me if my back door is open. I say I think so, and he runs over to the door and throws everything up all over the glass sliding door and the floor.
Jesus.
I pause the game to look over at the mess. Imagine a water balloon containing a gallon of sour lumpy milk, half-eaten chicken nuggets, was thrown at a glass sliding door. Naturally, I yelled, "What the fuck,
anyway,
bro?
Anyway, pick attached."
I wish. "What the fuck, bro?" And Tom ran upstairs and drove home. Jerry and I were dumbfounded. Tom was his ride home, so I had to drive Jerry home and clean all that shit up, which took about 17 minutes, which traumatized me, to say the least.
Why is this guy so specific with his time? Tom was asleep for 12 minutes. Cleaning that up to the
coroner's report.
He's a spy. We're all back at college now, and I won't see him again until spring break. My question is, how do I make things not awkward between us? It's clear now that he was really embarrassed and everything, so should I act like it never happened? Should I text him first and wait to see if he apologizes? Or do I have a right to be mad at him? Because that sobered me up real quick, cleaning shit up for the worst 17 minutes of my life. By far, he could have stayed there and cleaned up after himself, right? Sorry for the long email. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Insert name here. Clementine Yost Jost. I hope you're happy. God,
what
puke
do you think?
Everywhere.
What do you think, Jeff? You've been young more recently than us.
Have you ever cleaned up somebody else's puke?
I've never cleaned up somebody else's puke. One time I was really drunk at a friend's house in high school and I pissed the bed.
Whoa, his bed.
Yeah, and I also did the same thing where I was like, I just gotta get out of here.
You just left.
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
Addressed it later. I mean, he was like, did you piss the bed? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna come back and help you clean that up. And then I didn't.
And how are you guys friends now?
Very good friends, yeah. Shout out to Harry well, I shouldn't say his full name.
You just did.
Shout out to Harry.
My buddy Harry.
Shout out to Harry Yost.
He is the only man that I've ever known to get soy poisoning.
Or soisoning, for sure.
Yeah, so he drank too much soy sauce. Or had too
soy
much of it.
Soy poisoning?
Well, I guess sodium poisoning from
he
soy
was
sauce.
Soy poisoned.
The koi boy was soy poisoned.
How much soy sauce does one need to consume to have sodium poisoning?
I don't know, but he also eats in a very strange manner.
For example?
Like weird orders, not over-ordering like that guy, but like... I don't know, like a potato for breakfast, like a baked potato for breakfast. I'm pretty sure he ordered once at a diner.
So this guy who orders potatoes for breakfast was soy poisoned at a point. In that time, you also,
but then you also pissed his bed, ran away,
yes. Said you'd
hop to it,
didn't help to clean up,
and then did not go clean.
Yes.
Okay.
So I do think this guy didn't help out of embarrassment, but it's also way less embarrassing to throw up than to, like, pee.
This happens a lot. Like, people do something that's disgusting, and they just want to bail. They just want to run away.
But
Christian
that's way worse.
Style.
But, like, I guess also
who?
He was
Christian
high.
Style.
He was
bail?
Oh.
yes, he was
so
high.
So it was bad judgment. You can forgive him for the bad judgment. But I don't think – I feel like you got to just – rib him about it though.
Yeah,
it's got to be. It's
you can't
it has to become
pretend
funny.
Like
otherwise
yeah.
It's weird.
A gentle ribbing.
Yeah,
That's nice.
A gentle ripping.
So you text him and you say, LOL, my face when 17 minutes of puke cleaning up renders me kind of offended by you. And then it's a selfie, a blurry selfie of your greasy face with your tongue sticking out halfway.
Imagine the weirdest order from BK, the king, over-ordering on the day and making me ornery.
30 nuggets and an Oreo milkshake to boot. come back and help me clean it up. And then the friend, can do what you did, which was, sorry about that, I'll come. Sorry, were you asleep when you pissed the bed?
Yes,
you slept
course.
Over?
Mm-hmm.
Or you passed out while everyone else was awake?
No, slept over.
Slept over.
Pissed. Woke up in a pool mountain piss.
Got up. Left.
Where? You knew it was piss. You woke up and you're like, I pissed the bed. Was it only you in the bed?
No, I wasn't actually aware of it fully. I was like, I thought, because it was very cold and it was in this like cabin that didn't have a lot of like insulation. So I thought that it was actually melted ice.
And I'll go to my grave thinking it was melted ice.
What are you saying? You were. It was
cold. That before or after your friend had a potato breakfast? Did you grow up in the fucking tundra?
You grew up in a fever dream Dr. Seuss had. You fell asleep in a cold cabin, woke up in a puddle of liquid that you assumed was ice that had melted. Don't you mean it was hot in the cabin then?
No, it was not hot. It was not hot.
Cold enough to melt an ice cube. You know what they say.
I thought it Your friend has been poisoned by sauce.
I thought it was melted by my body heat, but... This was also me talking myself out of, I couldn't just piss the bed.
I'm like melted ice.
17 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when he questioned me about it later, I was like, you know what? I probably did, and I'm just going to own up to it.
You didn't own up to it. You said you'd come back to help. You ran away.
I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to come help you clean it.
Right. Come, let me help write what's wrong.
Let it sit there. I'm on my way. I promise. I'll be there in 5. I'm calling you from my cell, dude.
I am going
on my way to the cabin. I got a potato for each of us.
And how'd you like a bucket of soy sauce, my friend? On me. You drink the first bucket, and I'll be right there with you for bucket number 2. Were you there when he soy poisoned?
Or no, that was in college.
You just heard about that later.
Yeah.
The soisoning of it all.
Yeah, it was a Chronicles. Everything with him is a Chronicles.
What's a Chronicles?
Like a series of unfortunate events.
Oh, Lemony Snicket style.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Like, for example, I saw him at the queue at a Cavs game in November for the first time for a year and a half, and he acted like no time had gone by.
What happened?
Which is like not in like a friendly way, but more just like he acted like we had seen each other the weekend before.
Oh, so he's like, hey, what's going on? No, not even that then.
Yeah, well, it was just like, hey, what's going on? Like, yeah, it's just like, hey,
dude, what's up? Like,
what's been going on in your life for the past year and a half? You never text me back.
Sorry, I was in a hospital getting rehydrated.
I was soy poisoned, man.
The soy
I wasn't poised to be soy poisoned.
That quite way. So this guy couldn't bring it up in a funny way and hope that this guy apologizes. Yeah. Hey, sorry
I'd
for puking on the door.
A GIF over text.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Animated?
Yeah. Or no, if you could find like...
a single image?
From a movie. Like, yeah, let me see if I can find one real quick.
And I actually would say a gift for his ex.
Oh.
Really?
So you do the gift over text. I say gift for his ex. So I say this guy who threw up, buy something really nice for the other guy's ex.
Uh-huh.
And maybe start a relationship with her or him.
Oh.
This is the most insane advice you've ever... You're saying this guy should steal his friend's
ex-girlfriend because
you even know he has one.
Well, first of all, she's a free agent, right?
No.
Well, she's with somebody new then?
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily. Yeah,
okay,
maybe.
Then his previous ex.
Okay.
Or at the very least, his crush.
Somebody who's not
Don't
bound
talk
to
like
him.
This.
And okay, he
some good
starts someone
gifts,
up.
By the way.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jake was saying something actually informative.
Puke gifts.
Yeah. I apologize for interrupting, but I really think this gif of baby puking is absolutely worth it.
Oh, epic. That is a lot of milk.
Yeah.
So you send that to him.
Do you guys think that's from a farm or straight from the source?
What do you mean?
The milk, breast, or otherwise?
I assume cow.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I assume that's got to be... There's too much milk for that all to be breast.
Actually, that That was soy milk. That's your friend right there puking it up. I think he was, he is soy poisoned.
Yeah, which is on track for his five-year plan.
Poisoned by soy.
The Henry Harry story. All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors and we'll come back with more questions and answers after this.
Yeah.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Hey, Jeffrey James, do you have any?
Aunt Celeste, the fight!
So you're at an ice cream parlor, really.
There's no other way about it. I'm not going to dance around the subject here, Blumenfeld.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to.
You ask for a taste of the salted caramel.
Okay.
Of the
brown butter almond brittle.
Yeah.
Of the marshmallow. And suddenly you're like, fuck it. I'm going to go with what I knew I wanted the whole time, mint Oreo.
Okay.
So you get a scoop. But right. You still got the little tasters. You didn't discard them like everybody else
the
does.
The spoons.
The spoons. The tasters.
Tiny spoon tasters, yeah.
Yeah, they're like flat and small.
Keep those. Uh-huh. Don't use the big spoons because that's, say there's three tiny spoons for every big spoonful. That's three times the ice cream.
What?
Use what? A taster spoon on your ice cream at the parlor so that you get more cream iced per capita.
Per capita per person. It's the same amount of ice cream. You're just taking smaller bites. That's your advice to take. small bites of ice cream to make it seem like... By the way, I don't think ice cream places have different spoons. Why it's usually the same spoon.
Why do you need three taster spoons? I get the advice if it's just one taster. You said keep all three.
No, you don't need to keep all three. Just keep one of them with your pals. But you need to taste. I'm just running you through the scenario taster. That you taste three different flavors.
I see.
By the way, earlier today I saw you eating a cereal with a small little taster spoon. Is that the same theory right there? Smaller spoon, more food.
We went out to lunch and you got a soup and you used the taster spoon that you had in your pocket.
It's because you just get more spoonfuls of the shit.
Per capita,
so your perception per capita.
You're at a ramen restaurant using that small little pink ice cream taster spoon. You can get any noodles or broth on the thing.
And I'll use chopsticks for a steak. It's all about perception.
You
it's
know
about
nothing
how,
about utensils.
I know how to game the system in regards to
it's
utensils.
It's not gaming the system to just use a smaller spoon.
It's gaming your own mind
system.
Do you ever use a small knife?
No. Because it's ineffective. Small fork, absolutely. Because you know why?
Why?
Smaller I'm bites. Saying you smaller bites means more bites, right? Yeah. So with the big spoon, you get maybe 30 bites. With the small spoon, you maybe get 90 bites. And that's 90 bites of ice cream.
I've never thought I'd have to apologize to the audience before.
Yeah.
No way.
Do you want to take that again? We could maybe, I'll just try to come up with some advice or something.
I want to keep it, and I want to say that I'm genuinely so sorry for what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I let everyone down by letting Jeff on the show. Mm-hmm. And by set, like, I feel like one of a henchman. It's, like, almost worse than an evil villain.
Yeah.
Because I set this loser man up to fail everybody. Mm-hmm. And for me to aid in that process.
Yeah.
It's such a sickening... The way you're staring at us right now, it doesn't faze you at all. You're sort of half smiling with your top teeth only.
Have you seen Lords of Dogtown?
What?
Have you seen Lords of Dogtown?
The skateboarding documentary?
Not a documentary, narrative film starring Heath Ledger.
No.
Okay.
What? How is it going to be at all relevant to the small spoons?
Open or close your mouth. I do this halfway thing. It's really weird. And blink.
You made your apology. Are we going to give advice?
Yeah, what's your advice?
No, I gave the advice, the small spoon thing.
You mean more questions?
I don't hate the small spoon thing.
I didn't know. In my history, in my experience, the small spoons is what they give out for the ice cream as well.
No.
Big spoons and small.
There's the taster spoons.
Some places, yes, and I admire them. You've been to Ample Hills on Hillhurst?
Uh-uh.
It's the best ice cream I've had in L.A.
Really?
Originally from Brooklyn, though. You should go before you... Well, yeah, you're back there anyways.
No.
How does it compare to, like, a Jenny's gourmet?
See, Jenny's is actually from Ohio.
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
Jenny's...
I didn't ask where it was from.
I like some of Jenny's flavors, but a lot of them are, like, too, like... Unique, for their own good.
Like Ample olive oil, salt, is something like that.
Yeah, like
goat cheese.
Yeah, the goat cheese one I think is disgusting. So stuff like that. But you Ample Hills is more normal.
You notice when you get one scoop, like you can still get two flavors. One scoop is basically like two or three at this point.
Yeah, which is like, hey, I'm not complaining, right? Yeah.
But who's
Kitty is one.
Who?
A kitty scoop, one scoop, one actual scoop.
I'm saying that's enough. Who's getting two scoops?
I get full off a taster, bud. I get full off a taster, I'll say it.
So, one
you
scoop,
look deathly frail.
One scoop is more than enough. Two scoops, like, you got to be kind of crazy to be like, can I get two scoops?
Mm-hmm. You're saying anybody
who goes to an ice cream store and gets two scoops is kind of a little bit.
You're kind of getting six scoops.
Well, you're lactose irrelevant.
which means milk doesn't even think of you.
Lactose irrelevant.
So you don't have toast and it's irrelevant as to whether or not you do?
Exactly.
All right, let's see if we can answer some more
questions. I felt like you were sitting on that for like 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I thought of it this morning when I woke up.
When you lacked toast?
I'm lactose.
Oh, here's kind of a serious question. Let's get into it. Jeff, do you have another man's name?
Heath Bar Ledger.
Oh, God.
Many people believe in me. Oh, sorry, I skipped the first question, of course. Longtime listener, love the show, and Lonely and Horny Season 2 was excellent. All right.
Yeah, man.
Jeff was in that one. You can still watch it on Dropout. I am a senior in college, and my dream is to go on to grad school and achieve my PhD in philosophy.
Don't.
All right, next question. Many people believe in me and my ability, and I have had publication and presentation success so far in my career.
Shit, really?
Here's my problem.
Don't give up, actually.
Yeah.
I've applied to 14 grad programs, paid nearly $1,500 in application and test fees, and spent hours poring over these applications, and now I must only wait. Since I turned in the application, I have 3 months to receive the results, and in that time, I have zero control over anything. The waiting is killing me. This is such a life-changing, career-determining wait, and it's driving me nuts. Have you ever been anxiously awaiting the results of a life-changing decision? How do you deal with self-doubt and rejection when you've given your all and you still might fail? What should my backup plan be? P.S. I hope to become a patron very soon. Thanks. Love, Heath. Bar Ledger, a philosophy PhD asking some real philosophical questions.
A philosopher and a cool.
Have you ever been anxiously awaiting the results of a life-changing decision, Jeff?
College.
Like what? Where you'll go?
Yeah.
Did you apply to USC early?
I got into USC a year early, so I guess that was like I was waiting months to know if I would be leaving high school early.
Wait, you only did high school for 3 years?
Yeah.
So after junior year, during junior year, you applied to USC?
Correct.
And you're like, I'll either go back to high school or go to USC?
Correct.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I knew that he graduated early.
I wouldn't have left if it wasn't for that because I got in through like an early acceptance honors program.
What about all of your friends who were like, all right, senior year of high school, and you're like, nah, I'm going to college?
I think they were bummed, but it worked out.
Were you fine with it?
Yeah, I couldn't wait to, like, half of senior year of high school was just waiting.
Right. Like, so you just got rid of that whole.
Yeah.
And was there any, was it USC or bust?
For that year, it was USC or bust. And then if I had waited, I would have also applied to, like, NYU and Columbia and, like, UCLA.
Yeah.
Chapman.
Jake, any life-changing waiting?
Probably when we were waiting for the pilot.
Yeah, like in Hollywood
land.
Which
didn't end quite as happily as Jeff's story.
Yeah. Jeff got
slimmer
in.
Slimmer odds.
We got That's rejected right. from True University.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you...
True SC said, okay. No, no, no.
You still got to make a pilot, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's also an Icarus thing, though, where you were lifted up.
Now yeah, our college-aged employee is cheering us up. And that's why you went to USC, man. That's Jeff's why we
still,
hired you.
Jeff's still 17, if you can believe it. This guy applied to 14 grad programs. He's waiting on the results of a life-changing decision. Why doesn't he embrace it? You got 3 months that you can't have any control over. Do whatever you want for these 3 months.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Eat a fucking ice cream with a very tiny spoon, dude.
Or you know what? Go ham and have a big spoon. Get two scoops. That's seven flavors.
Get two scoops of ham.
And then throw up on your buddy's glass sliding door.
And he still doesn't know whether he's going to get in or not. So he's like, this is, in theory, an exciting time because think of the possibilities, 14 grad programs.
I feel like if you are as smart as this dude seems to be and like applied and tried this hard and talks about how he gave something his all, I feel like that usually works out.
He's also going for a PhD, not a... like MD, and I feel like med school is probably more competitive than certain, like he's probably applied to very specific PhD programs that have much less of smaller of a applicant pool.
Yeah.
So I think he should just rest easy knowing he's going to get into at least a few of these and yeah, go do something awesome. Go to New Zealand or something.
That's better advice than I could give because I've never really applied for anything like that.
Or applied yourself.
Program. Yeah, I know. I apply myself all the time, fucker.
Oh my God. Did you see that? I've never seen him make a turn like that.
Yeah.
He well, got so
that's
nasty.
Called that's called application, man.
To be fair, you've kind of been poking and prodding him like cattle this whole fucking hour.
The spoon thing. Yeah. That was you.
No, the way that you were like, you said like stuff. Heath Bar Ledger, like that's not funny. That guy died. Yeah. And so for Jake to hear that, a huge Heath fan. Yeah.
A huge Heath Bar fan.
And I'll tell you what, if you don't get in, if you get quote unquote rejected, come back to us because we can sell you on the fact that having a PhD in philosophy is completely useless.
Yeah,
and that well, maybe getting rejected might be the best thing that ever happened to
easy.
Him.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get in, congrats. That's amazing. You would have been fucked otherwise. And if you don't get in, shit, man. Who cares about philosophy?
You dodged a bullet. There you Congrats. Go. You're not going to spend another however long learning shit that will never be relevant or necessary.
Yep. You can never be sad if you shrug something off and pretend it didn't matter.
So, for example, so like True TV just passed on your pilot. You won't be making a TV show.
I don't give a shit.
That's cool. I
don't care about that stupid pilot.
That's awesome.
Right? That's all you have to do. And like, I'm sad on the inside. All right.
I heard that your house actually was lost in the California wildfires.
I don't give a fuck about my house.
That's cool. No, but like the memories within, like the irreplaceable photos, and
I have no memories. That's really cool. I really don't give a shit about anything. Yeah. I forgot I even had a house. That's really crazy.
That's cool. So you're talking about repressing, almost repressing your memory.
Yeah, you just sort of shrug it off your shoulders, brush your shoulder off, and it goes into the deep recesses of your brain, heart. And so you bury it deep.
It takes us to the second question. How do you deal with self-doubt and rejection when you've given it your all and you still might fail?
Bury it deep, lock it up, fart it out, never think about it again. On to the next.
How do you respond to that? Repress your sad emotions and fart them out, and then Jay-Z, on to the next. It's not Jay-Z, but...
You guys think I really do have a small cock?
What?
You still on that? The past 25 minutes, that's all you've been thinking about in the back of your head?
Like, it looks like a fucking crawfish or something.
You're talking about repressing your memories and not giving a shit.
You got a fucking hermit crab dick.
No, I didn't say that. You said you had a shrimp dick. It looked like a little shrimp. Yeah, little slug nuts, as it were. You're still bringing that up. So clearly you're not very good at repressing and farting it out.
How do you deal with self-doubt, man?
I like to say, you know what? It all happened for a reason. Oh, they passed on this. Okay, so now it's going to, thank God, this was a blessing in disguise because now we have X, Y, and Z.
Is this real? This doesn't sound like something you
would... This is like, okay, True TV passed on a pilot. Now we have more time to dedicate to HeadGum. Now that's going great.
HeadGum
fails,
dead.
Hemorrhaging money, losing cash. We are kaput. Awesome. That actually frees up a lot of my time to open up that chia seed business I've been telling you guys about.
Right, so that's where we're at.
A seed truck.
Which, by the way, you can't say deck. The slogan was chia.
Yeah, it's already perfect. It already feels familiar.
Because it exists.
I think.
Chia pet.
I think I do something similar, which is just sort of like, you got to know that like there's sort of like a wave. It's cyclical. Sometimes everything seems to be going good and sometimes everything seems to be going bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the things that are going bad, you just know that it all works out eventually. There'll be another time when everything seems perfect.
Yeah.
So life is full of ups and downs, rejections, acceptances. You can't let any one of them stop you. Enjoy the journey, not just the destination, et cetera.
We're just reading life, little office posters.
Fucking
I actually
platitudes.
Made a poem just now. Life is full of ups and downs, lots of smiles, lots of frowns. Imagine your dad giving you up for cigarettes and running away with the clowns. That's right, the carnies...
The Asadas.
The Blarneys. The Asadas.
And the Farts.
And the Farts.
Turn poster to other side. What a dumb poster.
Side two. All right, one last question. This one's a little more nitty gritty. It was written by an office worker who's... He says... P.S. My Hebrew name is legit Samuel Passover. So let's call him that. Samuel Passover writes, who's, I guess, the mascot of Passover. Here's my unsolicited advice that is so unsolicited, I haven't even been asked to provide it. After doing a number two and rolling up your sleeve to wipe, roll it back down before you leave the bathroom. Walking back into a room of people with one sleeve pushed up after you were gone for 8 minutes conveys one thing. I was just rubbing my ass with paper to clean it. Also, spinach. It's easy to cram a handful of it into your mouth. Obviously not with the hand you just wiped with. Can't wait for your DC show. Love, Samuel Passover. So, one, we're going to DC, March 9th. Tickets still available at jakeandamir.com. Two, easy to eat a handful of spinach. It's a great way to keep that nutrient in your body.
Yeah,
you never
good.
Really think about doing it. And three, my question is, do you guys roll up your sleeves when you wipe your ass?
My sleeves, I keep my sleeves rolled up all the time, as you can see.
But like, if you had a long sleeve buttoned up like an office job,
correct.
Would you roll it up to wipe? I don't think I would. I don't but think at the I same would. Time, should I?
No, I guess I would push it up. I would roll it up, but I would roll up both sleeves to wash my hands.
Yeah.
So like, I really feel like his advice, in a way, conveys that he doesn't wash his hands. There's a lot of, I get that vibe. You guys get that vibe?
Yeah. Also, people aren't thinking about it as much as he is. Like, people aren't like, oh, like, guys, Josh is coming back.
Look at that one sleeve.
One sleeve up. Dude shat his ass.
No, he's saying that, yeah, all it conveys is that you wiped your butt.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to, and if anything, don't wipe your ass, roll up the sleeve, walk out. Everyone will think that you wiped your ass, but you actually saved a few precious seconds.
You know, sometimes this is very,
what?
Very.
You're looking at me like I'm a bad guy.
Sorry, not a bad guy, but a bad guy, like a villain. Yeah, and you're wiping shit on your lips.
That's a goof.
Do you guys wash your hands when you pee?
I do, but it's very like haphazard in case anyone's watching.
So I do like sometimes, like yeah, half the time.
Sometimes.
And sometimes if I'm in a place where there's like a line, if I'm peeing at a Starbucks and I'm trying to be swift about it, I will go in, pee as fast as possible, flush, and then just flick on the water really quick. Not even touch it. Just so people outside hear the sink. And
yeah.
Like, that guy washed his hands.
I do that. I think a lot of people do that.
All right, cool. I thought I had invented it.
I thought you were going to say, I thought I was the only one who was kind of embarrassed, but instead you took full ownership of it.
Yeah, the idea.
I thought I was a fucking
saying I did invent it. And if anyone else is doing it.
Oh, it's called pulling a Hurwitz.
Yeah.
A Hurwash.
It's called a Hurwash.
That's really good. you ever use the bidet down here?
I do. I have a tushy at home too. So whenever possible, I use that. But I still wipe.
Does this one get water all over the seat for you, or is it?
I mostly
like
drink
way?
Out of this one. I don't
use it as a water fountain.
Yeah, I use it just to drink.
This one's pretty intense water pressure wise, which is funny because also when you flush and then the sink, you try to use the sink, it doesn't.
There's no water.
There's no water. So I usually exit and use the sink in the kitchen because that one's always choice.
Nice. I usually take a dump in the trash can and then I do the waddle into the tushy area. I turn it on and then I sit on it.
The thing,
so it gets
our
water
tushy
everywhere.
Sprays too hard, and sometimes I'll walk in there and there's like bidet spray on the back of the toilet seat.
That's where, so
which is really fucking foul.
Yeah. I have to clean it up every time I use it. I can't get a full
you
coverage.
Don't do a full clean.
Well, the problem is I'm trying to like fully cover the seat, but then that moves my anus too far to the back of the bowl. So then I slide to the front, and then invariably the bidet water slaps off my tailbone onto the seat, and then I have to clean that.
There really ought to be a better way than the bidet. The bidet is close, but it's not the most elegant solution.
What about a full submergal?
So a bath?
A tub filled so full.
After you shit,
you lower your ass into it.
And
a
then
tub.
The water raises.
A bathtub.
And you're lowered.
A bathtub.
You're scrubbed and rubbed.
So you sit on a...
Patted
a belt,
dry.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's the lower opposite. Down. So, like, right now, we're almost onto the water. What if we were completely submerged with our asshole above the water like an iceberg?
Mm.
So we get flipped upside down, and then we almost look like we're doing, like, a little volcano. Our ass is emerging above the surface.
That's actually interesting, because I feel like what the bidet does, it corrects the problem that your body gives you. Like, you have a hairy, tight little asshole.
Thank you.
And then the poop comes out, and it smears shit everywhere.
See, I don't have that problem. I'm loose and hairless.
You're
really?
Yeah.
You have that vaz abs.
Yeah.
The what?
Vaz abs.
What is that?
It's a Vaseline ass.
Yeah, so I naturally secrete
Vaseline. So you don't have any
Vaseline.
Hair, so you have a Vaseline. What?
Everything is shiny, warm, and wide down there.
Why do you know about his asshole?
We did buckets. We did buckets, we talked.
We did, yeah, I have a basketball podcast, and it came up.
That makes no sense. You have buckets.
Well, the basketball
so
podcast.
So you know about our editorial assistant's ass.
Hole.
Not
the whole
the
ass.
Anus.
I didn't talk
ass,
about the cheeks.
The asshole.
That would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's a working environment, Jake.
After all.
You're twice his age. You're 40.
Which
you're
is 40. Fine.
You're 42.
He's 18.
Almost thrice his age. yeah, that was this guy's unsolicited advice. Not really a question, but I thought a good conversation starter nonetheless. Ooh,
cocktail
Jeff,
party.
Anything you want to promote, talk about day after Super Bowl? What do you want to mention?
Just the HeadGum videos per use, youtube.com/HeadGum. Nice. Me and Riley Anspa, who I assume it's a direct overlap with the audience here, but if you don't watch the videos, we do them every week, so check them out.
And we got to get you making your own podcast.
Yes, and then Riley and I are working on a podcast together. Very early stages, but look out for that.
We're inching closer.
All right, that's our time. If you have any questions of your own, theme song submissions, the opening one was written by Matt. This closing one is by Noah, who is kind of a little diatribe, but I don't know if we should read
this. This has been If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me and Jake Hurwitz.
No.
Thanks so much.
No.
Small spoons. Small spoons.
Noah wrote this theme song. He says, I can't really remember if it was Jake and Amir who was the culprit of the one of you, but one of you sucks at mafia. I remember the story about the guy yelling at you,
Amir,
for lying about being a doctor in a mafia game. Well, although the guy went pretty overboard and it was weird that he yelled at you over a game, you were 100% in the wrong.
No, that's not true.
As a villager, you are trying to uncover the truth and figure out who is lying. There is no advantage to operate under a lie. You will only confuse the other villagers and distance themselves from the truth, thus impeding your chance of winning. I know you didn't ruin the game on purpose, but you are so bad at the game that you effectively broke it. I didn't even know that was possible. So those are my thoughts, and thanks for
you
playing
my song. You
didn't
ruin the game. You're trying to uncover the truth, like a good villager. Like a good villager.
Like a good village. State Farm is Noah. So thank you, Noah. Thanks to you guys listening. Thank you to Jeff for stopping by.
And for hosting with Jake Hurwitz.
And we'll be back next week. Go Rams.
I don't know about you, but I love when these two try to sell me another fucking toothbrush. I don't know what to do. Better call up two dudes. Wait, no, never mind. One is a chipmunk. They will laugh at your pain and they'll call you insane. Then they'll give you terrible advice. When my girl is a bitch, oh, my dick starts to itch. I always send my emails to If I Were You Show at gmail.com. If I Were You.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.